Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, peanut butter pie, a blue lobster, and Elvis. It's all coming up right after this.
Late one night in Tulsa at a club called Honey Buns. A man pulled in the parking lot with his 4-year-old son. He said,
I'm going in. I have some daddy things to do. So stay here in the car, or else the monsters will eat you.
So daddy grabbed some singles and he went inside the door. The boy thought,
I'll make daddy proud, 'cause I'm a big boy of 4.
And although the thought of monsters made him scared, he never cried. He just sat and watched as lots of other daddies went inside. After half an hour, he thought,
I gotta go real bad. But if I get pee-pee on daddy's leather seats, he'll be real mad. I know that daddy said that all the monsters would eat me. But I hope they let me go so I can make a winky-wee.
He stepped out in the parking lot and ran for his young life. To the front door of the building with the flashing blinky lights. Once he got inside, the boy could not believe his eyes. There were lots of mommies there, of every shape and size. Mommies up on tables and swinging round on poles. Most of them had lost their shirts. The boy hoped they weren't cold. He saw a cowboy mommy wearing spurs and boots and chaps. And several daddies had some mommies sitting in their laps.
Can you help me?
He asked a mommy in a Girl Scout costume. Eventually they found his daddy in the champagne room. Daddy took a ride that night with 2 big policey men. And little Bob Kavoyan never was the same again.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom Griswold.
Now, did you thank Miss Hooker, if you will?
For the peanut butter pie?
The peanut butter pie.
Oh, my God.
And I said there are no peanut butter pie songs. I was wrong.
Uh-oh. Oh, no kidding.
Because I thought this was as close as we were going to get. I've always loved that.
I don't know what a butter pie is.
That's a pie that has like a great body.
Butter pie.
Yeah, there's apparently this song.
Someone told him, here, try this. He took one bite and his face was bliss. He looked so happy that he could cry when he ate a piece of peanut butter pie.
What? God, I hate folk music. Okay, let's
move. What was that, you know?
Tom Paxton.
Oh, you know, butter pie's like a chicken pot pie.
Oh, here. I love chicken pot pie.
Yeah, it's a traditional English savory pie with onions and potatoes.
I mean, something about music like this makes me want to take a banjo and smash
Someone
it.
Someone told him, here, try this.
Sorry.
You know what? You're right.
I like that.
Hang down your head.
Oh, I love that.
Snap along. Hang down your head and cry. No, don't bother hanging him. We got him.
You know, butter and chips are one of the big meals in England.
Butter and chips?
You just dip your french fries in butter.
What?
Yeah.
That might be good.
Sounds good.
Damn right it's good.
Really?
Oh,
butter makes everything better. I've been told I have to play more of this song. Uh-oh. I missed the snappy chorus.
Someone told him, here, try this. Yerp. He took one bite and his face was bliss. He looked so happy that he could cry when he ate a piece of peanut butter pie. Oh, try some peanut butter pie. Think it's wonderful, I want to know why. Did it stick to your mouth and you can't say hi? Try some peanut butter pie.
Is it getting any better?
Very good.
Okay, no, thank you.
Is this like folksy kids bop?
Is that jaw harp that they're playing there?
Like a little folky music?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Folky music?
Folky. hit that L.
Play that folky music,
white boy.
Yeah, Falcon music.
Okay, sorry. Christy Lee is at the news desk. Do we have our animal hunk?
We could do that. An international team of researchers has discovered a microscopic creature that's mysterious because it has no anus.
How does it poop and fart?
They also discovered it's not our earliest human ancestor.
It's not?
Resembling an angry minion chick.
I love the minions. That's so funny.
Great.
Sicordis is a spiky, wrinkly...
banana.
It's Sacchorhytus is the name of this critter.
Sacchorhytus.
Huh.
Yeah. Spiky, wrinkly sack with a large mouth surrounded by spines. Sounds lovely.
Spiky, wrinkly sack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to teabag with that thing. It'll cut your face off.
I'm a minion.
It was originally thought to be an early ancestor of human beings. However, they have found that is not true, according to the journal Nature, if you'd like to read more about this story.
But they thought it was that man was descended from this thing.
Right.
Wow.
Can you imagine? The man with no anus. That sounds like a James Bond flick from the 70s. Roger Moore in The Man with No Anus.
I'm very uncomfortable.
See a picture of it?
No, I don't want to see it. It sounds
disgusting.
I can
see why they think it's related to men. It's really, it looks like Harvey Weinstein.
really
unattractive.
People are kind of descended from wrinkly sacks, if you technically.
Yeah, think about it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all come from them.
That's where we come from.
They're not all wrinkly.
Well, for those who steam them.
You've seen a smooth sack.
I'm not saying.
Isn't that a surgery that some men get that they get it kind of cleaned up, if you will?
Sure.
Tightened.
I know I have a nice tight right up against my body. It doesn't sag at all.
What?
Really?
Yep.
Well, then it's wrinkled then. You can't have up against your body and smooth.
Oh, my God, it's wrinkled. Oh. It looks like the knight who chose poorly in the Indiana Jones movie.
Does it hang evenly?
Very even.
Really? Sometimes one does hang lower, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Only my left one hits the water.
Oh. The juggernaut, as you call it?
Is that right?
Women's breasts, usually one's bigger than the other.
Sure.
Usually it's... I thought it was hand. Opposite of what you...
Oh, I thought it was.
Of your dominant hand, yes.
I thought it was...
That you're abubextrous.
Are you abubextrous?
Abubextrous. I can't even think
of it. No, my left's a little bigger.
Doesn't he own the convenience store on The Simpsons?
God. Now we're in trouble.
Yep, now we're in trouble.
Okay, sorry. What other animals you got over there?
A father and son fishing in Maine caught a rare blue lobster. Becky Rand told USA Today that her 36-year-old son Luke and his father Mark caught the crustacean in ocean waters beyond Peaks Island last week.
Pretty cool.
Named the lobster Lucky Blue. Luke, who is sternman on his dad's boat, told the Portland Press Herald that this is the first time they've captured a rare blue lobster.
Now, let me tell you something. You don't want to mess with me because I'm the stern man.
That's right.
All
right.
Tom, what does a sternman do?
He's in the back.
I assumed
on the bowman.
On the
man.
He's the opposite of the bowman.
Yeah. The starboard man's on the right side of the boat.
Okay.
And I assume he's probably hauling in and heaving off the cages.
Gotcha.
Have you seen a picture of this thing, Christy?
No.
This is blue.
Yeah, the lobster.
I mean, it's not like it's slightly blue. This thing is
they're crazy.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Deep blue. It's beautiful.
Now in a tank on display at his mother's waterfront restaurant in Portland called Becky's Diner.
Welcome to Bucky's Diner.
Why they call Bucky's?
Well, Bucky. I'm a great swimmer.
We serve only ribs and corn on the cob.
Sink your tooth into Bucky's.
Becky from Becky's Diner said it will remain there for 2 weeks before they return it to the water. A According to the New England Aquarium, wild blue lobsters are about a 1 in 2 million find.
I found an eel that was like this.
Really?
It was, ooh, electric blue.
This is a this lobster is blue.
Let's not lose sight.
Did you see they're gonna serve it up with a delicious filet mignon? They're gonna call it Smurfinter.
There you go.
Tasty. What's kind of a nice father son story?
Black and blue.
It is, because these are crazy rare, and they can. Did they say
1 in 2 million?
They say what they're gonna do with it?
Yeah, they're gonna put it back in open. They're not listening.
They're taking it back to the open sea.
I'm busy constructing my electric blue song.
They're gonna leave it in the tank for 2 weeks, then put it back in the water.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Thanks, you got a tune for us?
A hell of a blue lobster for dinner. My son Jimmy, he'll have one too. I don't have enough cash, so we're going to dine and dash. We're having blue lobster for dinner. Thank you very much.
Thank you, King. I know you like blue, King.
I do like blue.
You didn't have our song, Don't You Go Knocking My Red Suede Shoes.
No.
They gotta be blue, baby.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Who's seen the Elvis movie beside me?
I have.
I saw it.
I watched the documentary over the weekend that Priscilla did.
The Elvis, the new...
I wasn't that impressed.
No. Oh, I think it was capturing the essence of you know, the sexy king.
Nah, my girls hated it.
Yeah?
Really? Yeah, I was shocked, because especially Sophie, who's, you know, pretty much a big film buff, and she was just not impressed.
It's kind of over the top.
Oh, that's what I would expect from a Lerman film.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks is kind of a big cartoon.
But you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
That's Tom Hanks doing Colonel Parker.
Oh, he's the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially.
A misunderstood hero, I would say.
Oh, I mean, he's the guy that launched Elvis's career and got him.
Yeah, but he stole all his money and kept him in the States.
No, he only stole half.
He earned half.
He was a sparkling star looking for the universe of love.
That's very
two
close.
Orphans.
Two orphans.
Wait a minute. This is the redo. Pink Hearts.
Yellow Moons.
Yeah, that's it.
Green Clover. That's right. Catch me if you can.
A Canadian politician accidentally swallowed a bee during
Canada
a press conference
politics
in Dundalk, Ontario last week.
In where?
Dundalk, Ontario.
Dundalk?
Dundalk.
Yep, okay. That's Dundalk.
It sounds like, I was thinking of Gandalf and Dundalk.
It does sound like that.
Yeah. Will you stop reading Harry Potter, please? Okay,
that's Lord of the Rings, dum-dum.
Sorry.
The bee was seen buzzing near Doug Ford's mouth while he was in the middle of answering a question on health care. Seconds later, it flew inside his mouth where he began to immediately start choking.
Oh, man. Wow. That's a big
what
bee.
What was that? Yes. Before he swallowed
the
bee.
Ho, wait a minute. This is a new feature. What? Christy acts out the news. I like it.
What was that? I just swallowed a bee. Mr. Ford, a stout man.
Fat.
Yes, I didn't say that. I said stout.
Fatty fat.
Portly. Yes.
Then said, I'm good. He's down here buzzing around right now. He has a lot of real estate.
That's funny. Maddie handled it well.
Yeah, he did.
That must have been scary.
Oh. Yeah, well, he's okay, but he broke out in hives.
Wow. You can imagine how that might happen.
We were okay with that too.
A bee.
Didn't he have to swallow a bat to eat the bee? To...
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Like I that don't know book. Why. Yeah, that's
yeah, like that book, Tom. Very good.
The one where they, pretty soon they're
swallowing. Harry Potter.
Remember Gandalf? He swallows Gandalf.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Job of the Hutt.
Keep going.
A Texas father was wrangled. A Texas father wrangled an alligator ahead of his daughter's first day of middle school.
Nope. I want to hear it. I want to hear it and see it like I'm there.
I don't think I can.
Josh, do the gator noise.
That sounds more like a wolf. Golden like retriever.
You guys have clearly never heard a gator in the wild.
Come here, gator. I got you, gator. Come here.
Oh, I love this new feature.
Daddy, we gotta go to school, Daddy.
Oh, there he is.
You shut your mouth. We got to get this gator first.
Tom, this is incredible. I love this.
And it's not a tiny gator either.
KPRC reports.
Ah, news brought home to you.
That it's PRC. Most of our staff are pricks.
Mike Trin, owner of Mike's Seafood in Missouri City, was getting ready to take his kids to school.
Egomania.
When his daughter told him there was a gator at their front door.
Hey. Gator at the front door.
Trin said, I'm thinking she's joking, not wanting to go to school.
Sure.
So I say, just stop. We're going to school today. But when he walked out, he immediately spotted the alligator. When he was unable to get in touch with authorities, Trin put a towel over the reptile's head to calm it down.
Oh, good idea.
After taking his children to school, he returned home to finish the job, wrangling the gator, taping its mouth shut before he and a friend transported and released it into a nearby pond. He said he was thankful for all the years that he watched Steve Irwin.
I was going to say, he knew exactly what to do.
Yeah. But how do you untape the mouth?
Maybe scissors? Yeah, I'm not too sure.
And then you just maybe run you just, real quick?
No, you let the gator work it out. You just dump them in the pond.
No, you don't.
That really hurts the gator if they have a mustache when you pull that duct tape off.
Oh, I know, right?
And those are the most sinister gators. The
they sure are. Yeah.
What a badass.
Yeah, you must pay their rent.
Yeah, this guy is a badass.
He's not the only one wrangling.
No?
Real cowboys were called in to work with emergency crews in Oklahoma last month.
What'd that sound like?
To help wrangle a cow that got loose on Interstate 40.
Hey, this is a feature we can stop here.
I had a feeling you didn't care.
See, I knew.
Enjoy it.
KOCO reports. The bovine got loose on the busy highway in Oklahoma City.
Whoa.
The animal eventually ran onto a service road where cowboys gave chase on horseback before successfully lassoing the animal.
Wow.
I don't blame the cows. I'd run my ass off that freeway and get the hell away here in Oklahoma. Not known for a lot of vegans.
Okay, there's that.
Oh, you go to Cattleman's there in Oklahoma City. That is some fine eating.
Is that the challenge? Cattleman's Challenge? Is that where that restaurant?
Oh, that was in Amarillo, isn't it? The big.
Yeah, that one. This one you can get. They have Rocky Mountain oysters
at Cattleman's.
Very good.
Hog balls?
Yeah.
Hog balls.
I think these are beef.
Beef.
So if
beef balls.
Bull text.
You dip them in some cocktail sauce. They're great.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's super cool being able to call 911 and have real cowboys show up.
It is great.
That actually know what they're doing.
Where are they? Are they just waiting in like a firehouse type thing? Are they cooking food in there together?
Yeah, they're volunteers.
That'd be a great TV show. Well,
that would be.
Cowboy, 911.
What you want?
We're hoping for another thing to rustle. Hasn't been more than a year.
We haven't rustled up anything in a while.
Sorry, I'd call Cowboy 911. Can you come over?
Oh. I'd be their groupie.
Rustle me up some grub there, sis.
Bring your horn.
Oh. There's got to be a joke trip somewhere. A cowboy and a fireman go to Christy Lee's house.
Fireman says, no, I don't know.
Yeah, a cowboy and a fireman go to Christy Lee's house.
Yeah. Can I help you, fellas? She says.
No, the fireman goes, I just slid down his pole.
Wow.
That's a crazy joke.
Broke back at Christy's house.
Hey, at least, Tom's the only one doing work on this guy.
Yeah, I guess.
They're all sitting there.
It's really progressive in a way, so that's kind of nice. But I just didn't see that coming. I thought it was Christy's.
I call it the broke back fountain.
Oh, boy.
Well, Laramie, your turn.
Yes, Marlboro.
All right, one more story. How would you like to live full-time on a cruise ship?
No thanks.
Well, there are some people out there because today's cruise ships aren't just for vacations anymore.
I feel like I should try it, though. I've never been on, but I'm curious about it.
About a cruise?
Yeah.
A new residential cruise line will offer full-time cruising.
I'd enjoy it.
The outfit known as Storylines will launch its first residential cruise ship in 2024, departing from Croatia.
That's right.
The vessel, dubbed the MV Narrative, will offer 500...
Right away. Stupid name.
Yeah. You're complaining about the name?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not getting on a boat with a name that dumb.
Maybe it's 1005. Maybe it's Roman numerals or something. MV.
Oh, maybe. It's maybe. MV.
MV. What
narrative.
Roman numeral would that be?
Or C.
M before what 5, except M? After C.
That's right.
They're going to offer.
Something smart ass.
500.
Yeah, but if you can't be in front of a 5.
Sure it can.
V's 5.
Yeah, I know.
V's 5.
It's going to offer 547 lucky residences, a range of amenities as it sails to 6 continents.
547?
Stopping.
Oh, there is one widow.
Good point.
It's an odd number.
Stopping in each port for 3 to 5 days. It will also offer a youth education program that can serve as a school for children on board.
No kidding.
The company's co-founder and CEO, Alistair Poonton.
Alistair Poonton.
Seriously. No, Alistair Poonton.
P-U-N-T-O-N. Told USA Today, quote, what better way to learn about the Roman Empire than standing in the Colosseum with a Roman historian?
Wally Poon.
Well, the rest
I believe
of the...
we speak to on Wednesday.
Yeah, MV is 1,005.
Ask Wally.
M is 1,000.
Residences start at $1 million and run as high as $8 million, but that's for the ship's lifetime.
What do you what do you call a boatyard junkyard?
Well, what do you call a boatyard junkyard?
Pile of ships.
Pile of ships.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.